Hello, today is March 18th, 2024, and today we have the Three of Cups reversed. It's amusing to see this party card in the reverse after St. Patrick's weekend. If you're going back to work today, someone may take one look at you and say, "You look like you had a really good time this weekend." On the old-time Rider-Waite-Smith card, we see three women with flowers in their hair raise three golden goblets to themselves and each other in celebration. The three raised cups form a triangle, the upright triangle being the alchemical sign for the element of water, the suit to which this good time card belongs, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. The messenger planet Mercury is associated with this card, ruler of communications, verbal, electronic, email, etc. I'm starting to think we're in what is known as the shadow period before Mercury goes retrograde April 1st. Things are already getting wacky electronically. So what are these friends or sisters celebrating? Weddings, births, any happy occasion, really, or they could be co-workers at an office party. At their feet are green vines, fruits, a pumpkin, a harvest of abundance. Good times. But we notice that one woman, entirely dressed in ambitious, jealous red, has her back to us as if hiding her face, while the other two are in white and yellow, sincerity and genuine joy. Someone is not as happy for us as they would like us to think they are. In the reverse, this good news or happy event is perhaps not being celebrated by all. Someone feels left out. A third party may be interfering or even spreading some sort of gossip. The atmosphere is one of two-faced cattiness and gossipy whispers. Too much to drink may have loosened up someone's tongue, and they may have said something to someone they shouldn't have. And maybe they always do, which is why we uninvited them. Or, of course, they uninvited you. I actually see this card more often in the reverse than in the upright. As the legendary Otis of the bottom of the cup in New Orleans said to me once, "Not everybody's going to like you, honey. Not everybody's supposed to." Frenemies, what can you do? Not drink with them for one thing. Divulge anything you don't want spread around for another. Trust your gut. If someone is quick to gossip about somebody else, they're probably just as quick to gossip about you. This can also be the cancellation of what would have been the celebration of a happy occasion. Sadly, someone's lost the baby, or someone has called off the wedding. The woman in red may be jealous or resentful of the sincere friendship or relationship of the other two who look truly happy, and may even go so far as to cause trouble between them, and wouldn't shed a tear should they break up. Then she'd have a drinking buddy back. And you know what they say, misery loves company.